It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okpanish, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon. Hope your Monday is going well. Hope you had an outstanding weekend. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. It is November 21st of 2022. And as is standard on a Monday, we've got an obscene amount of sports to get to. So no dilly-dallying today, okay? However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at Real Colbert. Whoa, just bumped the button big time there. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry for your ears. In more ways than one, too. Where were we? Okay, yeah, follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at Real Colbert. Like us on Facebook. Type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find the page. Hammer the like button. You'll be set and ready to go there on the Zuck machine. And then make sure that you bookmark the website. That's not only where you get the stream, it's also where you can find the podcast of this show and all sorts of local and statewide sports content. So make sure and check it out on a regular basis. Also, too, if you want to dial me up today with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918 is the number to do so with. 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. Or you could email the show. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. A lot to get to. So, as I said, no dilly-dallying here today on the show. Know that after we're done there, of course, we take the first time out, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Monday. And thinking about that VSiN Action update, we've got Monday Night Football tonight on The Fan. And as usual, we'll join the game in progress after the Cyclones Coach's Corner from 6:30 to 8. And typically when we hop in there for Monday Night Football at 8, that's right around the end of the first quarter, start of the second quarter. And they are in Mexico tonight as the Arizona Cardinals are the home team for this one, hosting, I guess you could say that. But nonetheless, as I mentioned, in Mexico City tonight, San Francisco taking on Arizona, Cardinals, Niners, and coverage will begin at 8 after the Cyclone Coach's Corner. So that's what we got tonight for you on The Fan. What else do we got going on here? Let's see. Well, if you're following me on Twitter, you probably saw me tweet a few more times than what's usual yesterday. The FCS playoff field was set. UNI football didn't make it. That's not either what surprised me. I wasn't surprised that UNI didn't make it. Didn't expect UNI to make it. Thought that there was an outside chance, maybe 15 to 20% or so, but didn't really ever, you know, I just never thought of it in a way where it was actually going to happen when all the dust had settled pretty much by the end of action on Saturday night. What I did take issue with were a couple different things. One being that, and folks, here's the deal. I know there's many of you out there that, you know, you're an Iowa fan, Iowa football fan, an Iowa State football fan. Maybe you don't root against you and I, but you just really don't follow it that much. You know, you got to go onto your ESPN app to watch the games and so on and so forth. And there's only so many hours in a Saturday, just like any other day. So really, just long story short here, so everybody can kind of follow along and understand what's happened. And what's happened is nothing short of what should be a crime. Nothing short of what should, honestly, I believe, launch an investigation into the FCS playoff selection committee. One reason is Montana getting in at 7-4. All seven of Montana's wins were against teams that did not finish with a winning record. Meanwhile, you've got Youngstown State in the preeminent conference of subdivision football, sitting at 7-4 in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. And that is a farce to say that Montana gets in over Youngstown State. But here's the deal, boys and girls. And I say boys and girls in case there is anybody out there young in the audience, maybe enjoying some of the fruits of your youthful naivety. But money makes the world go round. And Montana got in because the NCAA will get a share of the gate of the people that show up at their first round, at Montana's first round playoff game. And, of course, they've got the money and resources to bid to host that game. And they've got a great following. So they get in. And they didn't deserve to get in at all. They did not. There were better teams out there. The bigger crime, somehow, there's multiple crimes perpetrated here. The bigger crime is that for a moment, as I, you know, speaking again to the Iowa fan out there, the Iowa State fan that goes, you know, I know you and I plays FCS, don't really follow FCS football, so just layman's terms. Okay, here's the thing. FCS football has a 24-team playoff. I wish FBS had it. That's not what we're here to talk about. Well, what I'm here to do is give you the hypothetical and tell me that there would not be riots in the streets and probably to the point, not at all, seriously, not at all to be hyperbolic, knowing this country and its love of football, particularly in SEC country, what has happened here is if FBS football didn't have a 4-team playoff, they're going to go to what? Is it 8 or 12 teams they're going to go to? I think 12. Imagine for a moment if FBS had a 24-team playoff like FCS football does that I just told you about. Now, imagine if among 24 teams in an FBS playoff that only three from the SEC made that 24-team playoff. And this is with the assumption that there are other teams that had winning records in this conference, the preeminent conference. That is what has happened here. And what the committee did, to make it even more in layman's terms, is they took both of their middle fingers and they pointed them right at all the Missouri Valley Football Conference teams, programs, their fan bases, and said, "We don't care about your strength of schedule. We don't give a damn. We don't even care. Like, why do you even keep track of that stuff? We don't care. And we're just going to put in these teams from the SoCon, the Southland, and five teams from the CAA. If in making the comparison of the Missouri Valley Football Conference to the SEC on its best day, and probably not even then, the CAA is the Pac-12. And like I said, that's on its best day. And it hasn't had very many good days ever since James Madison left for FBS football. And it got five teams in. This isn't the first time the FCS playoff committee has, quite frankly, done things that are just so mind-boggling that it should merit an investigation. And what it does is it just gut punches fan bases when they go, like, this just doesn't sit well, you know? Like, this doesn't even seem fair. It seems like the fix is in to some point. They let six Missouri Valley Football Conference teams in last year, a record. And this year it's three. And you're going to try to convince me that as that committee changes year by year, there wasn't an axe to grind? There wasn't some sort of under the table, perhaps even unspoken, anti-Missouri Valley movement that went on here? There absolutely was. We don't live in the other fairy tale world, okay? There's too much smoke here. And it's an absolute crime what happened yesterday morning with the FCS playoff field. And don't get it twisted. This is not me trying to make a case for you and I to get in. If you and I did get in, though, they would have been a big problem. But you and I needed to win one more game on its schedule to get in. But the hell of it is, I think if you and I, for example, like wins the Illinois State game, I don't even know if this committee would have put them in. And I would have been that much more upset than I am right now about what just, there's so much injustice in the world, right? Our world's so crazy, crazier than it seems like maybe it's ever been, that we're like, just please leave those injustices out of sports. Let sports make sense. You know, let it just be, hey, if you do this, you get to do that. You know, based on your performance, it's black and white. You know, this opens this door for you, or this will close that door for you. And that's not what took place yesterday. And I made it clear on my... And the last thing here is, and I've gone too long, I'm dilly-dallying. But the last thing here is, because, as I mentioned, the playoff committee put both of its middle fingers up to strength of schedule and Sagarin ratings, it makes less than zero sense for UNI football to continue to schedule as difficult as it does. It makes less than zero sense. So much so that you've got Mark Farley's son, Jared, yesterday tweeting about it. Not feeling like he maybe doesn't need to say something like that publicly on a social media platform for fear of what it might mean between the relationship of his dad, Mark Farley, of course, UNI's football coach, and the athletic director who is his boss, David Harris. I have reached out to UNI Athletic Communications in hopes of booking an interview soon with David Harris. And nothing short of David Harris acknowledging that things should change with how he approaches scheduling UNI football will be satisfactory. Nothing short of that will be satisfactory. I don't understand how there could be any data out there to indicate that UNI football needs to continue to schedule as difficult as it does. Between what the FCS committee did yesterday and what it's done in years past, and that's the thing that probably is most annoying about this, it's not the first time it's happened. This writing has been on the wall, and it's not only David Harris. It's the athletic director before him, Troy Dannon. Troy did it too, scheduled way too hard. And it's, you go get your FBS buy game, right? Your UNI, you got to get that check. You got to get that $650,000 check from Iowa State or Iowa or Air Force or whomever. They have to get it. Okay, fine. Understand it. Get it. But then go schedule two cupcakes for the love of God. Stop playing the MVFC Big Sky Challenge. The Valley office, Patty Viverito. I've always enjoyed the interactions with Patty. Patty, please, for the love of God, cancel that challenge series. It hurts both conferences. The two best conferences don't need to have a challenge series. And hopefully sooner than later, David will come on the program and answer these questions clearly and to the point that I'm certain to ask, are you going to be changing your approach to scheduling with UNI football? And nothing short of a yes won't be enough. And will, what I think, open it up for fair criticism. But with respect to David, we're going to have to hear from him first before we speculate on what he might say. That would just be a waste of time. So, all right. Going to try to play catch up here. Area sports news and scores. In case you missed it, Saturday, five Cedar Falls and Waterloo East wrestlers captured individual titles at the Decorah High School tournament. Cedar Falls finished second as a team. Tigers got titles from Lauren Witt at 110, Hope Chitello at 120A, Abigail Schlater at 125, Destiny Hoppner at 130B, and Lauren Nichols at 155A. Cedar Falls boys basketball team has an exhibition hosting Marion tonight. Tigers return three starters from last year's team that made the state quarterfinals. Tip-off is at 7:30 tonight. Iowa State football, another tough one, 14-10, lost to Texas Tech. Red Raiders got a touchdown with just over 6 minutes left to win this game. Cyclones now 4-7 this season, 1-7 in the Big 12. Close out their regular season this Saturday at number 4 TCU. Kickoff is at 3. Of course, you can hear that game right here on The Fan. I'm not sure how Iowa football continues to go on this roll, but man, 13-10, Hawkeyes defeated Minnesota Saturday night. Call this one the Jack Campbell game, Tigers fans. How about Jack, a fumble and an interception in the closing minutes of that win over the Golden Gophers, and he has since been named Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week for that performance. As I mentioned, UNI football out of the FCS playoffs at 6-5 this season, but the Panthers finished with one heck of a statement on Saturday, blowing out South Dakota 58-14 at Dakota Dome. Theo Day threw for a career-high 380 yards, 5 touchdowns, and rushed for another. Wartburg football got past UW La Crosse 14-6 Saturday in the first round of the NCAA Division III playoffs. Knights are on the road for their second-round game. They play at number 4 St. John's of Minnesota this Saturday at noon. The Iowa State men's basketball team forced 27 Milwaukee turnovers and got a 68-53 win last night at Hilton Coliseum. Cyclones are now 3-0 this season. The 7th-ranked Iowa State women's basketball team cruised to a 99-76 win over Columbia yesterday to improve to 4-0. Ashley Jones hit 7 threes and finished with 33 points. Iowa State senior wide receiver Xavier Hutchinson has been named a semifinalist for the Biletnikoff Award. Hutchinson leads the nation in receptions and is 5th nationally in receiving yards. The award is given annually to the nation's most outstanding receiver. The Iowa women's basketball team grinded out a 73-62 win over Belmont yesterday at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Hawkeyes are now 4-1. Caitlin Clark led the way with 33 points. The Iowa men's basketball team plays host to Omaha tonight. Game time is at 7. Coach Fran McCaffrey is just 4 wins away from 500. Yesterday at McLeod Center, a game I was at, UNI women's basketball just didn't quite have it going at all. Lost 85-66 to 21st-ranked Creighton. Panthers are now 2-2. Earlier this morning, UNI men's basketball lost 75-69 at the NABC Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City to San Francisco. Panthers lost a 14-point lead in the second half of this one. James Betts led the Panthers with 19 points. UNI is now 1-2 this season. And the UNI men's basketball team got bad news this morning. Guard Nate Heisey out 4 to 6 weeks with a hand injury sustained during practice. He was averaging 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 1.5 assists in the early going here for the Panthers. He had started every game a season ago. Let's see here. What else do we got? Oh, that's it. That's all. All right, let's take this break, and we'll talk Iowa State men's hoops and football next with John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network. You're listening to a Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, the Jets were going well. Their offense hasn't been going so well lately, and that has prompted Robert Saleh to contemplate a switch at quarterback, as he said he might not go with Zach Wilson on Sunday against the Bears, that everything is up for evaluation. Speaking of the Bears, Justin Fields, their fine quarterback, is day-to-day with an injured left shoulder. The Broncos have released Melvin Gordon III. The Falcons' Kyle Pitts is headed to injured reserve. He'll reportedly need surgery for a sprained knee that could end his season. And also, Chase Young, activated by the Commanders. He could play this week, depending on how the week of practice goes. Monday night feature of Monday Night Football features an NFC West battle. It'll take place tonight in Mexico City. The Cardinals kept their season alive with a win over the Rams last Sunday, and it came with Colt McCoy, a quarterback. He's likely to make the start tonight with Kyler Murray, reportedly out once again due to the hamstring injury. College basketball today in the top 25. One game right now, Arkansas leads Louisville 21-13 in the first half, while Creighton defeated Texas Tech 76-65. I'm Rich Ackerman.
coming up later on the Zach Gelb Show. We recap another big weekend of college football and the NFL. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio. Listen to Monday Night Football tonight on The Fan. Coverage begins at 8 after the Cyclone Coach's Corner.
The Cedar Falls School District is proud to announce students Jack Beecher and Akshat Mehta have been named semifinalists for the 2023 National Merit Scholarship Program. Also, Elena Davidson, Grant Redford, and Cassell Taylor have been named commended students. About 95% of the semifinalists are expected to attain finalist standing, and approximately half of the finalists will win a National Merit Scholarship. To become a finalist, the semifinalist student and a high school official must submit a detailed scholarship application detailing the student's demonstrated leadership abilities, service to the community, employment, and honors and awards received. A semifinalist must have an outstanding academic record throughout high school, be endorsed and recommended by a high school official, write an essay, and earn stellar SAT or ACT scores. Let's congratulate these students, their families, and their educators in the Cedar Falls School District.
Cedar Falls Schools. Every student, every day.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Heading into the final week of the college football regular season, the latest Heisman odds have Ohio State's C.J. Stroud, the minus 140 favorite, USC's Caleb Williams at plus 140, Blake Corum of Michigan plus 1500, LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels moving up to a tie for fourth on the odds board with TCU's Max Duggan, both at plus 4000, Stetson Bennett of Georgia plus 5000. NBA tonight, the Bulls hosting the Celtics, Chicago a 6-point home underdog, 227.5 your total. NFL Week 12, the Bears opening as a 4-point underdog. Dog on the road against the Jets Sunday afternoon, the over-under at 44.5. Red Hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 19. Winds out of the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 44. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Lows level off around 22. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny and dry Wednesday. Clouds on the increase by Thursday. Mid-40s Wednesday. Low 40s by Thursday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 34.
You're listening to the one-stop shop for local and statewide sports talk. Cole and Company with Colbert. Weekday afternoons from 5 to 6 on The Fan.
Baker throws it ahead. Knocked free by Holmes and stolen. Jaron into the air off to the right side to Lipsy. Drives. Shovels to O'Shun for a big right-hand dunk. And it's 8-0 Iowa State. Timeout Milwaukee.
How about that big win by Iowa State yesterday at Hilton Coliseum, 68-53 over Milwaukee, and that was just part of the action that John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network had the call of. Really exciting game, John, as he joins us on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. We'll start by talking basketball. How you doing today, John?
I'm doing well. How are you, Cole?
I'm great. I'm trying to make sure that I don't eat too much at the start of this week, but I feel like I'm going to fail that, and then I'm also going to eat too much on Thanksgiving Day, John. So coming to grips with reality, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, there's probably a few of us in that boat. And, you know, I don't even like turkey that much. I don't know. It's weird that we're going to sit around and eat that just because a bunch of pilgrims did several hundred years ago.
We've called what I think is an outstanding audible in my family in recent years. My uncle's got one of those Traeger grills, and he cooks a beef brisket overnight, John. You're invited. I'm sure you got your plans and everything, but you are invited, or at the very least, you could pass this information along to your family and say, I know good people who are doing this.
This is good stuff. We need to start a trend in that direction. I'd be all about Thanksgiving brisket every year. That'd be great.
You've got my contact information. Any way I can help, I'm happy to. Let's talk about this Iowa State men's basketball team. I think You know, Milwaukee, albeit, you know, they can be a little up and down. It's certainly a program that, you know, takes pride in its basketball, and it was the stiffest test, I think, to date for this Iowa State team. And, man, going out and forcing 27 turnovers from your opponent, you know, you can see games where it gets high teens, but you don't see a number like that too often, John. That's got to speak to just how intense this defense was.
The Iowa State lead the nation, Cole, in turnovers forced per game at 25 per game. And so they are doing a great job in that category. And what I like about this year's team is they are more effective, although not perfect yet by any stretch of the imagination, but they are more effective on scoring off those turnovers, getting out in transition, and getting some easy baskets. And I think as the season wears on, and I would say it's not going to average forcing 25 turnovers a game, but if they can still be up there among the national leaders in turnovers forced, and they're able to convert some on fast breaks going the other way, and then be what I think could be a very good offensive rebounding team and get some points on putbacks, then it could really mask some of that stuff in the half court where maybe they don't have the go-to scores that some other schools do. But if you can get, you know, 10 to 12 points a game off fast breaks and offensive rebounds, then, you know, you don't have to score as much out of your half court offense. So I think it's a good formula for Iowa State to do well this season, and so far so good, and they're off to a really good start.
Jaron Holmes, the St. Bonaventure transfer, 18.3 points per game, three games this season, John. Sample size isn't too great yet, but still, I mean, the early returns on Jaron have been great. Now that we've, you know, the body of work continues to grow, what have you liked most that you've seen from that young man?
Oh, just his demeanor and his presence on the floor. He's just a tremendous leader and very, very, very positive guy that is going to bring up everybody around him. And so that's something that will be there all season, regardless of if he has an off-shooting night or something goes wrong in that way. He's still going to be the same guy, which you'll love, because that consistency is really going to help this team. And, you know, and he's taken on an extra role that wasn't anticipated when he came to Iowa State, which is basically playing a lot of point guard. He has to because of the injury to Jeremiah Williams out for the season with the Achilles. All of a sudden, Taman Lipsey is thrust into a starter's role. He's done very well in that role. And then Jaron is his backup, and so he shifts over to point guard when Taman comes out, and he's handled that well as well. But, no, I just love the way he has a complete game. You know, he can get shots late in the shot clock. He's probably not in the category of an Isaiah Brockington as far as, okay, just rise up and shoot it from anywhere with that shot clock winding down. But he can still go get a shot for himself with the shot clock winding down, and he can also create one for others. And so I love his game, and I think he's going to be a really good player and a chance to be an All-Big 12 player by the time it's all said and done.
John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network, our guest right now on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. John, a couple guys, you know, and rightfully so, a lot of people have been talking about Jaron and Oshun-Oshuni. They've been great. How about a couple returnees? Jazz Koontz, Caleb Grill, off to such a great start. How about Caleb Grill with the hops yesterday, throwing down the reverse end of the alley-oop? That, man, I mean, just, you know, a round of applause for Caleb. I didn't know he had that one in him.
Oh, yeah, he's got great athletic ability. He was a high school quarterback and a high jumper in high school in Wichita, and absolutely he can get up. And he had a couple great dunks in that game. The one mystery with Caleb is that he still can't make shots at home. He banked in a three, but he's really struggling to make threes at home. He did that last year. He shot about 17% at home on threes, and then he went and shot about 45% on the road from three-point range. So, you know, I'm just hoping that he'll still make them on the road. That'd be great. But it would be nice to see him start making some at home. But I love his game, and, you know, he's in the starting lineup and doing a nice job, really active defensively, gets a lot of deflections, and that's true of a lot of these guys. And then with Jazz Koontz, I think he's been Iowa State's best player, really, from, you know, across the board through these first three games. I think Jazz has just been really steady and consistent, making the right play, really good on the defensive end, really good on the offensive end. And I mean, Jaron Holmes is probably Iowa State's best player, but I don't know that anybody's played better than Jazz Koontz through those first three games. So, yeah, real happy with those two guys, and I just like the way the chemistry is setting up for this team. You know, I mean, Taman Lipsey stepped right in there as a freshman point guard, is playing with a lot of poise. And this is a team that defensively, Cole, gets a ton of deflections, you know, and that is so disrupting to an opposing offense. And Iowa State currently, you know, leading the nation in scoring defense, holding opponents to 45 a game. And, I, you know, who knows, as the level of competition obviously steps way up this week, you know, if they're still going to be number one in scoring defense going forward. But so far, so good. And all you can do is play who's on your schedule. And they have just caused all kinds of problems for these opponents that they've faced with their defense. And certainly Jazz and Caleb have been a big part of that.
Yeah, the Cyclones are going to be challenged later this week. That Phil Knight Invitational. They'll start with Villanova on Thursday. It's just a whole bunch of blue bloods. North Carolina among teams that are in that PKI Phil Knight Invitational. So going to be interesting to see how that one plays out. But if they bring that defense with them out west, I like their chances of being able to compete against the country's best, John. In the couple of minutes that we have left here, John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network, our guest right now. Make sure and follow John on Twitter at JW Cyclones TV. It's just, I mean, it's tough. It's really tough to be talking Iowa State football, which that stinks, you know. I mean, just 4-7 now, 1-7 in the Big 12. I don't think any of us could have seen a season like this coming, and it's hard to even reckon with it now, knowing the talent that you see out there on the field. But it certainly speaks to just how thin the margins are in the Big 12, and you've done a great job of illustrating that on the show this year. But I think, John, probably most fans are going, okay, can we just get this fixed in the offseason? You know, whatever this is and however big of a hill it might be to climb to fix it, let's just try to take stock of what we got here and then just figure out whatever the path is to get these wrongs righted.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with what you're saying. I think the first thing is to try to figure out just how broken it is.
Yeah.
I mean, is it really broken? I mean, everybody's frustrated with the fact that Iowa State is struggling to finish drives. There's no question about that. Here's a couple stats for you, Cole, that just I looked up today that kind of just blow me away. Iowa State has 61 more first downs than its opponents this season.
Wow.
So that's about six a game more first downs than their opponent.
Wow.
Okay, then, on top of that, Iowa State is the only Big 12 school that has over a 1,000-yard margin of total offense over what it's allowed. So Iowa State's gained 1,057 more yards than its opponents. They're the only ones over 1,000 in terms of more yards gained than their opponents. So they're outgaining opponents by 100 yards a week, too. And yet here they are, you know, with one Big 12 conference win. It's just mind-boggling. But you have to ask yourself, how far away are they really? I mean, is it completely broken where you just got to blow it all up and start all over? Or is it just some fine-tuning that can maybe get Iowa State back? Because, you know, this was never going to be a team that led the league in scoring anyway. I get that. But they just have struggled so much to finish drives, and they have moved the football, and they have gotten up and down the field. They just haven't been able to score. And it's just an amazing set of circumstances this year, and I get the frustration. I understand it. Man, to get down in the red zone and not be able to finish those drives, nobody's more frustrated than those players. But I think the first step is just to figure out, is it broken? Or are there some minor corrections that can be made that can help get this thing solved? And I'm not sure which it is. I don't know enough about football, but I'm sure there's some people in that building that do, and they will figure it out.
Exactly. College football, most definitely, John, as we both know, it's a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately business. But here's the thing. Matt Campbell and that staff, they've earned a lot in their time in Ames. And one thing that I don't think anybody can rationally question is that they have certainly earned the opportunity to dig themselves out of this hole, however deep that it is. And when you talk about, you know, is it completely broken or is it fine-tuning, I would just say usually the truth lies somewhere in the middle on stuff like that.
Yeah, you're probably right. And I just have a lot of faith that they will get it figured out.
Yeah.
You know, and this year has been a bounce the ball here, a bounce ball there from being exactly what people expected. You know, I think when you went into the season, you know, we talked on your show, Cole. I said, you know, I don't think this year's team could line up and beat last year's team, but I think they can finish with the same record. Well, you know, if a couple of bounces went their way, they absolutely would have been able to finish 7-6 this year,
yeah.
Or better. I saw a stat today where one more touchdown in each game for Iowa State. I get it. That's a big ask, okay? I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But one more touchdown in each game, and Iowa State's 10-1. You know, I mean, the how far away they are is the part that we got to figure out, you know? And it's hard for me to tell right now, but it doesn't feel like they are that far away. Even though it's frustrating, I get it. I'm as frustrated as anybody with the inability to finish drives. But I just don't think they're that far away. They can maybe tweak a few things, but we'll see. You're probably right. It probably is somewhere in the middle.
It's been like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall all season, John.
It's crazy. This season has been nuts. I mean, when I saw that stat today that they've outgained their opponents by over 1,000 yards, and nobody else in the Big 12 has done that. You know, here's TCU that are 11-0, and they've only had 28 more first downs than their opponents, and Iowa State's had 61 more first downs than their opponents, and they're sitting there with one Big 12 win. You know, I mean, statistically, none of this stuff makes sense. So, you know what? Let's go play and see if they can upset TCU on Saturday. And I, you know, look at the spread. It's 10.
Yeah.
I mean, typically, if an undefeated playoff contending team was facing the last place team in its conference with one conference win, that spread would be 40. It's 10. It just shows you how crazy the Big 12 is this year, top to bottom. And I don't think anybody's going to be just completely blown away if Iowa State beats TCU this weekend, but they're going to have to play great to do it.
Fascinating stats, John. Great conversation, like always. Have a good Coach's Corner tonight. Just real quick before I got to let you go, who's on the Cyclone Coach's Corner tonight?
Got Jack Whitford co-hosting with me tonight. Jack does our reaction show, and then we're going to have Matt Campbell and Christy Johnson Lynch. Christy's trying to make her 15th NCAA tournament at Iowa State.
She's great. I love Christy. Best of luck to her and their team, hopefully, in that NCAA tournament. John, have a great show tonight, and we'll catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cole.
John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network, on a Monday edition of Colin Company. Let's take this time out. When we come back, we're talking Hawkeyes. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, next on a Monday edition of Colin Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. U and I was outscored 21-4 to finish the game in a 75-69 loss to San Francisco today at the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City. James Betts led the Panthers with 19. U and I guard Nate Heisey did not play in that contest. He's out 4 to 6 weeks with a hand injury. The Iowa Hawkeye men are in the AP top 25 this week at number 25. The Hawkeyes are 3-0 after a win at Seton Hall.
Yeah,
they're at home tonight against Omaha.
The
Mavericks are 1-3 with the lone win against Idaho.
You know, a talented team. With some guys that can play and a number of different guys that can score.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Drake takes on Tarleton State tonight in the championship game of the Paradise Jam in the Virgin Islands. The Iowa State women are up to number 5 in the latest AP Top 25. That equals the highest ranking ever for the program. The Hawkeye women fall 5 spots to number 9 this week. This is Radio Iowa.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's time for Unfolding Futures. Here's Akwi Enji.
At Waterloo Schools, we're leading the way to create world-class opportunities for students to discover where their passion meets profession. This month, we've opened a new cybersecurity classroom at the Waterloo Career Center, and it's taught by our very own Kyle Coolers, who's been nominated for a prestigious statewide Computer Science Educator Award. We're also gearing up for the first ever season of girls wrestling as we head into the winter sports season. But before the snow falls, we're celebrating the successes of our fall sports and extracurriculars with incredible achievements from our students with support from our coaches and staff. Shout out to cross country, volleyball, football, marching band, cheerleading, swimming and diving, and so much more. And a special shout out goes to East High senior Natalie C. for their recent honor as the Courier's Prep of the Week for volleyball and West High senior Kyle Elliott for football. At Waterloo Schools, students go beyond doubt and fear, and they go bold. With us, their future is now. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org.
At Simply Safe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you can get higher priority dispatch. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
Welcome back. Monday edition of the show rolls on. David Eichel, HawkeyeInsider.com. And the 24/7 Sports Network joins us now. Iowa football goes and gets a 13-10 win at Minnesota, just like Kirk Ferentz and Brian drew it up, David. That was a Picasso of Iowa football on Saturday night.
Nicole, I'm just almost out of words. I don't know how Iowa wins these games. I mean, the past 25 games, you know, Iowa won 10 games last year. They've won 7. They have a good shot winning 8 in the regular season this year. I don't know how Iowa does it. I haven't looked this up, this stat, but I'd have a hard time believing that there's ever been a division winner with in any conference, anywhere, any level of football that has the discrepancy between the defense, special teams, and offense.
Yeah.
And keeps the same winning rate and winning the division. Sear Falls own Jack Campbell, man. He was already a top three linebacker in school history to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chad Lystico, the Des Moines Register, said the same thing. I'm almost ready to say Jack Campbell could be the greatest linebacker to ever play at the University of Iowa. He just was absolutely unbelievable against Minnesota on Saturday.
2 weeks ago, it was the Cooper DeJean game, and I think you call that one the Jack Campbell game, don't you?
You have to. I mean, look, I had I get a feeling in my stomach when I think there's no shot of Iowa coming back. I change my head. That's when I change my headlines. I change my story, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
Got that feeling. Jack Campbell forces the fumble on Mohamed Ibrahim. By the way, the fact that he did what he did under a year ago when he tore his Achilles, hats off to him in the Minnesota offensive line. What a performance by him. 263 yards against that Iowa defense that hasn't let anybody run on them this year.
Yeah.
You got to tip your cap to him. But 14 runs on one drive, all to Mohamed Ibrahim. Jack Campbell comes up with a forced fumble. Deontay Craig, credit to him for getting the fumble recovery. And then Iowa goes 3-and-out, and you're thinking, okay, well, Jack Campbell may have just prevented the inevitable, right? And then Riley Moss made a fantastic play on the ball, and Jack Campbell's in the right spot. By the way, can we get one thing clear, Cole?
Yeah.
He absolutely scored on that.
Yeah, yeah.
He absolutely scored on that. But the fact that they called him out may have actually helped Iowa because they lured more time off the clock.
Yeah, I think.
And burned Minnesota's timeouts.
That's the call that helps this team. You know what I mean? Like it wouldn't work for damn near anybody else, but this team. And David, when you mentioned, like, it's hard to come up with words to describe how this team is getting it done in an even more I'm struggling.
Unconscionable, bizarre way. I mean,
you know what?
It's out of words at this point.
I do have a comp. The 2005 and the 2006 Chicago Bears. The 2005 team was inept offensively with a rookie Kyle Orton at quarterback who had to come in after Rex Grossman got hurt early that season. You got Lance Briggs and Brian Urlacher, Mike Brown, Ottawale Ogunleye, Tank Johnson, all pro, Pro Bowl defensive players, and that's not even all of them. And then you've got Devin Hester, a rookie Devin Hester on that 05 team that was making the special teams next level. And it was pretty much the same thing again in 2006, except Rex Grossman was back, and you know he was Rex. He was hot and cold, and that's the only thing I've seen in football that comes close to what Iowa has done here, where it's like you actually are more so anticipating big, exciting, and even scoring from the defense and special teams than the offense, and that's not hyperbole at all.
Yeah, no, Cole, I tend to agree with you, too. I think that's a very interesting comparison. And again, I mean, among college teams, I really don't think that you can make a comparison. I think they've done a really good job of...
Right there, I'll get you, David. Thank you.
Sorry, I was checking into my game. but no, Cole, I agree with you. I just don't think that you can... that you can make a solid comparison. I think the Bears were one thing, but I also think that the college game, I think, is just completely different. But it's amazing what Iowa continues to do, and I really don't know how they keep doing it.
Well, let's talk some Iowa hoops, because I think that'll make both of us sound a little bit more well-spoken if we talk some Hawkeye basketball. That seems to make a little bit more sense. I mean, they got a really impressive win at Seton Hall last Wednesday, David, 83-67. And then, like you mentioned, you're checking into Carver Hawkeye as Nebraska Omaha is there to take on the Hawks tonight. So just, you know, through the sample size, as small as it is, we've talked a lot about Tony Perkins, so let's maybe go beyond Tony Perkins. So what have you seen, and what are you looking for tonight?
Yeah, Cole. I mean, I think I really like to see Peyton Sanford get going again. I know he didn't really play much of a factor against Seton Hall. It really wasn't his style of game. I think so. I think you try to get him 10 to 12 shots. I don't think the starters are going to be playing very long, but I also think this is a chance where you get, you know, Josh Ogundele some extended run. You get Desante Bowen, his confidence going. I thought Aaron Ulis down the closing stretch of Seton Hall played really, really well. But I think this Iowa team deserves to be in the top 25 right now, and Chris Murray is already making himself a national name if he was not. I was very, very impressed with the way Iowa went in there. They battled the boards, and I think one player that everybody needs to tip their cap to, how about Philip Obracha? I mean, he was the guy that took a brunt of the blame last year at times, taking over for Luka Garza, the greatest player, arguably the greatest player in school history. Didn't really transition well. Iowa was getting killed on the glass through the first 5 minutes against Seton Hall, gave up 3 offensive rebounds on the first possession. And then Philip Obracha took over. I mean, 11 rebounds, 10 points, 4 blocks, was the most assertive player on the floor, I thought, Cole. And if you can get that Philip Obracha, that's going to make Iowa that much more dangerous over the course of the season.
Yeah, that would be a huge boost for this team. David, that's all I got today. All out of time. Have a happy Thanksgiving, man. Take care. We'll catch up again soon.
Back at you, Cole. I always appreciate you. Take care, buddy.
Likewise. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com. Follow him on Twitter at David Eicholt. All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll get you a preview of Monday Night Football from our friends at Westwood One. We'll get you Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We'll come back for a final time and wrap it up after all that on this Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Ryan Radke here from Westwood One, inviting you to join me and Mike Golick for a special international edition of Monday Night Football from Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. It'll be an NFC West divisional battle between the 49ers and the Cardinals. Don't miss any of the action on air and on the free live stream sponsored by AutoZone. It's coming up on Monday Night Football.
Get maximum sports on 1650 The Fan.
Here's to Prilosec OTC. Without Prilosec, I wouldn't be able to enjoy all this yummy holiday food. Speaking of, whoever made that apple pie, delicious.
Thank you.
I just take one pill each morning and zero heartburn all day. So cheers to Prilosec OTC. Ooh, are those jalapeno poppers?
Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid that can cause heartburn, so you can enjoy the holidays. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Don't miss See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on wiper blades, headlight bulbs, and more. Right now, get up to a $20 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select Sylvania bulbs. Plus, get double O rewards points with your purchase. Prepare for the weather ahead during See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When it's cold outside, you can dress for it. But when your furnace gives out, hey, a blanket fort can only do so much. So call your local 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll replace your old furnace with a new high-efficiency one. And that beats a bunch of blankets any day. Right now, cozy up to big savings on a complete heating system. Call 319-287-9200.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
Carry, the world's leading taste and nutrition company for food, beverage, and pharmaceutical, is hiring. Be part of a worldwide team that's shaping the future of food. If you're dependable, can lift up to 50 pounds repetitively, and want to grow your career, join the Carry team in Vinton. Carry offers a $1,500 sign-on bonus, competitive wages, full benefits including excellent health insurance, 3 weeks paid time off beginning year two, paid holidays, and stability within a clean, team-oriented environment. Visit jobs.carry.com to apply today. Carry is an equal opportunity employer.
When it comes to protecting your field from disease and environmental stress, there's Revitec fungicide, and there's everything else. When it comes to unparalleled power, there's Revitec, and everything else. And when it comes to speed and stamina, this is Revitec, and this is everything else. Nothing else comes close to Revitec fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Farmers and ranchers, RCIS is here for you. We're here with responsive claim service so you can rest easy no matter what comes your way. Here with local agents who understand your operation. And here with coverage options to support you through increased input costs and market prices. Talk to your agent about your risk management plan or visit RCIS.com. At RCIS, we're here when it matters most. RCIS is an equal opportunity provider. Coverage is underwritten by Rural Community Insurance Company.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. It's no secret the NFL is a copycat league. NFL defenses stole the famous Tampa 2 defense from the Buccaneers. And after Bill Walsh's success in San Francisco, the West Coast offense has made its way around the NFL. The same can be said for personnel decisions. Patriots dominated with a matchup nightmare at tight ends for years. But with Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady now out of New England, the Kansas City Chiefs have stolen that blueprint. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce have become one of the more unstoppable duos in the NFL. Last night, the pair combined for 3 touchdowns over 100 yards and a win over the division rival Chargers. With success like that, imitation is certainly on the horizon for the Chiefs. But when you look at how special these two players are, we may just enjoy them while we still can, because it might be a copycat league. It's going to be pretty tough to copycat that in Kansas City. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
You want to be awesome like The Miz? You want to be a champion like me? Whether your game is wrestling or sports betting, you are going to need a game plan. DraftKings Sportsbook wants you to have fun while staying responsible, so they provide you with all the tools you need to build your personal betting game plan. MyFinale lets everyone know when my matches are finished, and time limits in the app let you know how long you've spent and when it's time for a break. You can also control the maximum amount you'd like to place on any single bet by using DraftKings Sportsbook wager limits. And if you ever find yourself needing to hit pause, you can use the cooling off period to lock the app for up to 4 weeks. I practice safe bets, and so should you. Visit DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming to learn about all these tools and more.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources.
When you're at home, don't miss Cole and Company. Tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time. Hey, folks, want to get the message out here. Got a fun event coming up for young and old Cubs fans. Come join the fan for a fun night with Clark the Cub and Blackhawks hockey on Friday, December 2nd. You can get your picture with your favorite mascot, Clark the Cub. You can also sign up for a chance to win a one-of-a-kind Cubs prize package, and you'll be able to hear a special edition of this show with yours truly on location. It's Friday night, December 2nd, coming up. Friday night, December 2nd at Young Arena. The Waterloo Blackhawks and Clark the Cub and the fan. More details to come, but just wanted to get that out there. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great night. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.